Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18,
get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough.
Fin dude.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadio.com.
Okay,
right, now let's get this off this definition. Let's get this party going. Now, what was you saying about today?
Well, you know how people, you meet somebody at a club or wherever you meet them at, okay?
Right.
Usually if you meet somebody at a club, if it just so happens, you do a one-night stand with this person, everything about this person looks good, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that depends on alcohol.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that time, you thought, you felt like that person looked good enough for you to take home, am I correct?
True.
Okay. What happens in that morning when you wake up and that person don't look nothing like? I mean, I know as a woman, we have our little secret things we do. You know, we got the little tightening things that tighten up our stomach area and all this stuff. You know, but men got their little things too. When, you know, you don't look the same or the makeup and stuff like that. I just wonder, like, does that happen?
Come on, when the makeup come off?
Yeah, like when the makeup come off.
And that big ass blotch on your face that I fit that I didn't see last night.
Yes. Or, you know, some people just got bad skin and they look totally different without their makeup. They look like a totally different person.
Yeah.
I just wonder, has that happened a lot to people on the show?
Oh, man, that was the story of my life. I quit going out. I'm going to have to quit drinking or quit going out. One of the two.
Uh-huh.
I ain't stopped drinking yet, so... And therefore, I don't go out. I mean, no, because I remember one time. Oh.
Because that's why I was like, give us a story like your worst one.
Dana's. Y'all remember Dana's?
Yeah,
on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
Man, me and Father, matter of fact, me and Father Time, we was together, went to Dana's. You know, we partying and shit. And, oh, I mean, when I say I got lit, I got lit. I mean... We was coming out the club.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember these big-ass titties in my face. I mean, these motherfuckers humongous. I'm like, and I'm just like, God damn, what's up, baby? And I remember they being wrapped up in purple. I assume it was a purple dress the girl had on. But these titties were just bold. And when I say they was bold, and I'm like, God damn. I mean, they were some big, I just remember
uh-huh.
seeing some big, pretty titties.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I seen Father Time look at me like, damn, dog, come on. I'm like, nah, man, I'm finna fuck with her.
Well, maybe that was no warning.
Right, which it was, but I wasn't paying attention. Like I said, full of that shit, full of that damn
uh-huh.
diesel. Oh, I went to where you going? I said, well, I rode with my man. She said, I got a car. I remember getting in the car. I remember getting to the house. I remember going in her house. I don't remember shit else after that.
Whoa,
I woke
was,
up.
Was it one of them, I'm going to get you something
moments? I woke up, it was daylight. And I seen like this, like God damn. Her hair looked at matted. Like, it was like a matted up wig. And I'm like, whoa, who fucking has that?
This was hair on her head.
Yeah,
okay.
And she still had her wig on, but it looked kind of
uh-huh.
matted. So now I'm thinking,
okay.
Well, maybe we had a wild night and it,
yeah.
You know, it sweated out or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker turned around. I swear every tooth in her mouth had a gap in it.
Oh my God.
That motherfucker looked at me and she had them big ass like pimples and blotches on her damn face. I was like, oh, whoa. God.
You
man,
didn't do it like that, did you?
Shit, she caught me by surprise, and I'm sitting there thinking, where in the fuck am I at? You know?
And you at her place, and she drove you there.
Right, so I'm like, where we at? Come to find out, I'm right down the street from my mother's house. And I'm like, man, she like, I'll take you home. I'll take you home. No, I'm good. I'll walk.
Man, okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't wear no makeup, and I don't wear no weaves, no wigs, none of that. So if you lay down with me, then who you went to sleep with is who you're waking up with.
I mean, I don't know. Waylo, what's happening, dog?
Waylo? What's up, everybody? I'm out.
Hey, Waylo.
All right, man. Father Time can't make it tonight, so the inmates running the asylum tonight.
Oh shit!
Ain't nothing about love and commitment happening tonight. We talking about fucking. Now, my special co-host tonight, Janine, she said, "Has it ever been a time where you didn't actually went home with somebody and woke up and it was like this ain't the motherfucker I went home with?"
You know, they took off their makeup. They took off their makeup.
Oh, yeah. They look like a whole different person.
Yeah.
You know, woke up, you know, sweated their ass out, mascara and goddamn foundation gone.
Yeah.
Goddamn. She's in the head and came out and shit. Goddamn, she's on a nightstand and shit.
Where the fuck do y'all get time to wake up in the middle of the night? Because, I mean, now, we didn't finish fucking. We both butt naked. Why? And here's my thing. Why I always wake up butt naked and this motherfucker fully dressed with our hair wrapped up? You wake up this motherfucker fully dressed.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no, I don't do that, bro.
But see that right there. When I wake up, if I wake up and you fully dressed, that means there's something on you didn't want me to see.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about sweatshirts, sweatpants, motherfucking scarf on your head. Wait a minute, bitch, your hair was down your back last night. All that ain't up in that scarf. All that ain't in that scarf.
That shit, that purse.
Now,
oh, my goodness.
Somewhere down the line, I've been bamboozled. I'm serious,
see,
man.
She a lame. Y'all ain't never been in no club. You know what
okay.
I mean?
What you say, Willa?
I said that happened to me before when fucking... You grab the top of her head, and it sounds like it's a sandwich bag under there. Oh, my God, it sounds like you got a goddamn Walmart bag in the top of your head.
Right, what the fuck is that?
That's why y'all stop clubbing. Quit clubbing.
Oh, my goodness.
meet your woman at the library or something.
I mean, the only thing I could say that may have happened to me is his teeth was messed up and I couldn't see. You know, sometimes it'd be a little dark in the club.
That motherfucker woke up with them. You woke up with them old dented up choppers. Lord, I kissed this motherfucker all night. I'ma kiss this son bitch all night.
You wake up rest of your teeth and shit.
Right. They got a hysterectomy in your sleep.
You ain't say that last night. You all up kissing me. Wait a minute. Is that a black tooth in your mouth?
I know. Oh, my God.
You was licking on it, too.
Or green. Or green.
Right. You've been licking on that tooth all night.
That's nasty.
I'm just saying. Motherfucker. Hey, I'm telling you, that's like one of the worst. I mean, dog, that is the worst feeling in the world when a motherfucker ugly next to you. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, you know what? I could deal with you snoring. I could deal with the snoring. Mm-hmm. But when you, I mean, because if you ain't, in, if you didn't go to, man, if you did not, if you do not look like you did when we went to bed, I'm really going to be upset. I mean, because ain't too much about us going to change. You know,
yeah.
You might know that we didn't got butt naked. You might notice that we, you know, like, damn, you got a big shirt on. His stomach kind of big. That's, okay, you might get that out of us.
That's not the only thing
you're
going to get out of
right,
us.
Right, but the overall, you, exactly.
No,
you know, I ain't
no,
gonna,
no.
I ain't finna walk
y'all,
out.
Y'all
okay.
Feet, y'all men who keep y'all socks on, sometimes y'all feet be jacked up.
Well, now, I don't got
no
jacked up feet, but I do
well,
keep my
I'm
socks
just saying,
on.
I'm just saying, there are some men who keep their socks on because they feet jacked up.
But do men
no,
really
I
take their
like
socks off? I mean,
huh?
Okay, wait, Lord, let me ask you, dog. Do you take your feet, I mean, I'm talking about, I ain't talking about home. I mean, even at home, I'm going to tell you, I don't know, maybe it's because I wore socks. I got a problem with my feet touching the bare floor.
I
so
that's
why
issue.
I wear socks. But
I wear
I
socks.
Mean,
so I get to bed. That's when I take my socks off.
Right, but now, like, just say if you on a date or one of these clubbing events and you done met a woman, do you take your socks off?
Hell no.
So
oh,
now, Janine, let me ask you: do you secretly pull your socks off to see what
yes,
the feet
I
look
do.
Like?
Yes. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I curled
so
the motherfuckers off right with my toes. All
right, that motherfucker.
Like, get your goddamn monkey toes off.
Hey. So you go, hey, she go pull back and see all them corn calluses and knuckles.
I
her
know,
ass gonna be like,
that's what I'll be like the kids.
No,
yeah.
She has the monkey toes. She can put them socks back on with her feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm finna go get pedicure this morning. Quit bullshit.
See, y'all wake up with them boomerang. What was her name? I can't remember her name in the movie, but Layla Rashad. You remember that?
Oh, the time she had.
Yeah, woman that size to have hammer toes in her shoes.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah,
I'm
now,
a pretty feet connoisseur. I can't fuck with you.
Right, and see, up. Anybody that know me know I'm a feet. I'm a foot person. I'm a foot person. You cannot bring no motherfucking ugly dogs around. No, seriously, I'm not bullshit. You not. My dick won't get hard. Oh man, really?
I don't know if it go that far.
Okay, man, maybe I got a mental block or something. I don't know,
I
but.
That bitch.
No, cause see, you know, I mean, all right, now wait, Lord, come on now. You know, we gonna do our positions. We gonna put the legs on our shoulders and all that shit. And you got them ugly ass feet right next to your face. No, man, I can't do that.
We ain't gonna do that.
Waylo got some socks in his box.
I ain't
here.
Yeah, put these on.
Just in case my feet
fucked up. Hell no. Don't put these feet on, girl.
Let me put these socks on your feet, girl.
Yeah, your feet look cold. Put these socks on.
I got these footies for you, girl. I got these footies.
You know what?
It's hot in here.
Like?
I don't give a fuck. Keep these footies on.
Put these, yeah. Don't take them off. Goddamn, I want to duct tape them to your ankles.
Right.
Damn.
Whatever you do, do not take these motherfucking footies off. I mean, seriously, y'all, I mean, you need to come on now. And then the fucked up part is that y'all, I mean, not y'all, but women have jacked up feet and then be walking out here like these motherfuckers look good. Really? Come on. You know them feet fucked up.
You know, most of the people with ugly feet wear those goddamn sandals with the flower on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, I noticed that too.
To cover up all their cords on top.
Yeah.
The prettiest feet in the world got that big ass flower on the top of your hood.
Oh, yeah, I hate those shoes.
I bet.
I hate flip-flops, period. I hate them. I hate flip-flops. I hate the way they sound, and I hate the fact that you got your crusty ass, look like you've been walking on rocks feet in flip flops. That's the nastiest shit in the world.
It's true. I concur. But I'm saying, but not all right, Waylo. What about that morning you wake up and you see them motherfuckers? See, that one-night stand shit, that's why I tell you, don't fall asleep on a one-night stand. Because if you fall asleep, you done took everything away from your imagination. Now, if you get up and leave, she's still beautiful to you. But if you wake up in the morning and this bitch got all these blotches and she fat, or you know what I'm saying, or that them feet jacked the fuck up and that tooth got a gap between each one. Man, she had a gap between every motherfucking tooth, dog. She turned around, rolled over, hey, baby. Oh, goddamn. I felt like Bernie Mac. That's all y'all heard. Oh, goddamn.
What father's time?
Get out that motherfucking house fast enough.
Did father's time call you?
And he told me, he said,
so how did it go?
Yeah, he like, man, what the fuck? Oh, he asked me, he said, what the fuck was you thinking? I said, why the fuck you didn't stop me? He said, man, in his defense, he did try to stop me. I heard him kept saying, like, you know, like, dog, what the fuck you doing? And I'm like,
that's that cognac that made you do that.
Dude, man, me and him got so motherfucking drunk. I'm telling you, we got so drunk, dude, and this was like early 20s, dog. Like I said, Dana's was still open. I just got old enough to go to the clubs, but motherfucker wasn't carding me and all that shit. And, man, that motherfucker, dude, man, I walked in that motherfucker. I mean, I was up, but shit, when I walked out, God. Damn.
See, that's why you gotta meet your chick at the liquor store.
Nah, come on now. Come on, let's be real. Any number of bitches, thieves, and dope heads up there at a lot of these damn liquor stores. I mean, come on now.
You're talking about behind the counter.
Yeah, I'm talking about behind the counter. Yeah, behind the counter.
Thank you,
Waylo,
for coming to my defense. Thank you.
I know what they look like behind the counter. But I'm just saying, dog, you got to think about it now. You got a couple of them off. And then you got to look at what they drinking. You also got to look at what they drinking. She be in a motherfucking liquor store, and she got a motherfucking fifth of Ricky Red.
That's probably
hey, man, where you going tonight? I'm riding with you. No, the fuck you ain't.
But now, Waylo.
Huh?
That's a turnoff. Like, if I see a chick drinking a Mickey's, nah. I see a chick drinking like a Mickey's or a fucking a goddamn, what's that other shit?
St. Ives.
Well, wait a minute now. Hold on, Waylo. Is they drinking a 40 or are they drinking it out of straw? Because, see, now, if anybody went to the hole, all you see was motherfuckers drinking Mickey's out of straws because they were such a fucking lady. So, I mean, I don't know, man. You had a lot of, what's happening, butter?
Not much. What's going on, y'all?
Not much.
Hey, butter.
Hey.
Hey, I was going to tell you, it was this dating site. Well, it's not like a date. I don't know what the fuck kind of site it was, but it was on my cell phone when I got it. So I signed up for it, and it's like random profiles that you can cycle through. And, like, if you like their profile, it'll let them know or some shit like that. It'll ask you if you're interested or not interested. And
what site is this?
I can't think of the name of it. I deleted that shit off of my damn phone. It's something popular that everybody uses. Shit, if you say the name of it, I bet y'all know it.
Match.com.
Nah.
Zeus.com.
I seen something on my phone.
What you
say? I don't mean to cut you off. Well, I seen something on my phone, man, and the shit cracked me up. It was what was it? It was called Lonely House Vibes, and. The motherfucking ad said, you know, saying, are you a lonely housewife or do you want a lonely housewife? Or no, cheating housewives, that's what it was. Cheating housewives. And I thought to myself, my goodness, they come up with it all, don't they?
A cheating housewife.
Cheating housewives, that's what it was. I got an email and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And that shit said, cheating housewives, hook up with a cheating housewife in your area today or whatever it was.
So a motherfucker actually will get on there like, hey, I'm a cheating housewife. How are you doing?
Yes, that's how I looked at it. Like, seriously.
Oh, Tag. That's the name of it. It's called Tag.
Tag.
Yeah.
Oh, they wow.
She hit me up on Tag, and she was like, hey, I'm in South Bend. You know, I'm lonely. You're looking for somebody just to chill with for the weekend. I'm looking at her pictures. She was a little bit bigger and shit. And I was like, how old are you? She was like, I'm in my 40s. I ain't going to tell you my age. I'm like, all right. So that's that same shit where you said how we went to bed and woke up. She looked like she was a different person. All her makeup was gone. Her eyeliner was gone. I was like, damn, you old. She was like,
you didn't get any big ears.
Say it a couple hours, this is motherfucking the game. 10 years.
I mean, you can see like her little wrinkles and what's that shit called? The crow's feet and
crow's
shit like
feet.
That.
Oh my God.
So instead of the camera adding 10 pounds. Crackhead, you know what I'm saying?
So instead of the camera adding 10 pounds, the morning added 10 years?
Exactly.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah,
that nigga said 15.
Oh my God.
That was somebody's great grandmama you was fucking.
She might have had a hard time.
Hey, nigga, did she cut the balls, baby? Did she cut the balls? You got know, she probably cut the shit out of them balls.
She didn't got the old woman. What is it called?
The Velveteen Rub.
Yeah, what is it?
Teeth. At least I think
they
was all.
Oh, okay. You don't know.
You ain't paying attention.
I don't know.
When them choppers came out, you was like Bernie Mac.
Oh,
well, he stayed to the morning, so he had to get the Velveteen Rub. Yes.
Like I said, she left, if it was fake, she left me. I don't know. All I know is she looked the old as hell when we fucking woke up. You're going to have to see me without no makeup on. I was like, huh? It's like your fucking, like, this is the way you look. This ain't the way you look.
Well, not like, baby, Baby, you look like you 12. Bitch, you look like you 112.
And the whole night she just kept saying, oh, you's a baby, I forgot. I was like, what the fuck you even talking about?
Oh, because you were old enough to be her baby.
I guess so, shit.
I guess that's why I'm glad I don't wear makeup. I just never.
I'll tell you what. That motherfucking foundation and eyeliner do wonders for y'all women, I tell you that much.
See, you missed that part of the show where I said, I don't wear makeup and I don't wear wigs and weaves. So what you lay down with is what you waking up with, and in my own defense, thank you very much.
All right, man, I understand that, but like I said, I mean... You motherfuckers, I mean, like I said, the worst case scenario with us is you going to fuck around, and you might get some motherfuckers, some old fucked up ass feet. I mean, okay, get you the fucked up feet, and I ain't know his stomach was that big because he had that big shirt on. But other than that, you motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers got shit tucked in. Y'all got these motherfucking girdles on and all this shit. That's why y'all go to the bathroom. Because y'all want to tell y'all got to pop all that shit off. You ever notice where they come back in? They come back in with a robe on. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck? I finna fuck the shit out you. All right, let's lay down. You didn't got butt naked. Fuck it. You ain't got shit on besides. You motherfuckers came with a robe on and some shorts. Would you come in here and but see, Waylo, our part, what we fuck up at is that we drunk. We so fucking drunk after the club. Shit, man, fuck it, I'm going to hit this pussy and knock it on out. And you wake up that next morning, you just snored all night, woke up next morning, this old fat ass wildebeest sitting next to you, talking about, had it up motherfucking wig on. We can't see her teeth.
You ever seen a
Wishmaster? I got her teeth right here to have some good to eat.
Talking about ready for round two, baby.
Yeah. Ready for round two. Hell no, bitch, I wish I never went to round one.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not bro.
I'm
telling
you.
Well, here
goes
some of that.
I said, I had a chick that had some butt pads on before.
See,
ain't that disappointing?
Did you see a fucking
but not the word?
All right, but now here's the $1 million
point,
question.
Not the word.
The $1 million question is, did you still fuck her?
Yeah, I still fucked her. But the reason that I know she had butt pads on was because when I bent her ass over, when I was filling her ass, when we was at the fucking reunion thing, I was grabbing her ass was big as fuck. And when I bent her over, I was like, I'm looking at it from the back like, this ain't
the same ass. Look, where's the beef?
Ain't
no meat on
so you know how,
you know let the bitch pull the switcheroo
like,
on
they'll take their pants off and their panties be still inside their pants and shit at the end of the bed.
Yeah, I got out the bed
and flipped on the light looking for some more condoms and shit. And I looked down and it's fucking butt pants and I'm fucking underwear and shit.
That had to fuck your whole world up at that point.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
He still fucked. It all depends how drunk was you.
I'm thinking to myself like, this is fucked up.
That's false advertisement. I'll to sue you, bitch. False advertisement.
Yeah, for real. False advertisement. You are claiming to have something that you don't have.
I wonder, can you actually go to court for that? This bitch said that her ass, she led me to believe that she had a big ass. And that the pussy was going
to
be good.
Y'all didn't hear about that man who sued his wife?
For what?
Because she was ugly as hell. She had then got the surgery and then fixed her face up. And he didn't know she looked like that before.
Oh, wow.
Now, see, that's fucked up.
They ended up having a baby together. And he wondered, he kept telling her, bitch, that ain't my baby because the baby looked fucked up like her.
Hell no.
And he took the after she showed him the pictures how she used to look. She had then got the surgery done.
And
fixed herself up, and he
sued her,
and he won.
Well, that was false advertisement.
This is why I'm proud to say that I ain't never been in no motherfucking club. So you can't come at me like that. This is why I'm glad.
I've been in a club, but I've never, expected a lot. When you at a club, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I expect to meet my lifelong partner or something like that in no club. You know, I go to a club to have fun, have drinks, hang out. But people just need to be themselves.
Well, you don't go to the clubs like that either. Most times I go to a club as if, like, it's a function.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 times out of 10, if it's a function and they see me at the end of the stage, if I'm on the mic or some shit like that, I'm going to get approached. But it be them goddamn Gila monsters.
I see my boy that eased up in here. Time, what's good?
What's up, Doc?
Hello.
What's going down?
What's going on?
How everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Brian.
What are we talking about?
Gila monsters.
The wildebeest.
False advertisement.
False advertisement.
Basically.
False advertisement.
When you go to a club with somebody and you end up, you know, you take them home with you and the next morning they don't look the same how they did the night before.
Okay.
They done took the makeup off.
Okay, you know what, Janine? On that note, I gotta ask because I know that you, you know, you get it in on both sides, So have you ever woke up next to somebody who wasn't what you went to bed with?
Yeah, as far as a woman.
In regards to how she looked, no, because I meet them first. I always met them first. So, and I like to meet in person because pictures lie. I don't trust
ain't
pictures. So I always like to meet in person. I'll take them out for a drink or whatever just so I can see them in the light and look at their face and see how they really look, you know. And then we might go to a hotel.
Now, I got to ask this. Now, us as men, we sit back and we like, all right, you know, we critique the women. I ain't going to lie. We critique women. Oh, man, that pussy wasn't shit. Fuck it, old dry pussy bitch. Do you do that? I mean, do you ever like, oh, bitch, your pussy wasn't shit?
I think I critique it, like, to the point where if she was boring. Oh, bitch, you was boring. You said you suck. You ain't suck shit. You don't know how to suck no motherfucking dick. You know, we critique like that. I mean, we can't really say how they pussy feel because...
Yeah,
you
don't have nothing to penetrate it with.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I can't get that feeling like y'all men get. But
right.
y'all base it on our actions more so than just
Yeah. Oh, bitch, you said you was going to rag them and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we critique them like that. If they, you know, we could critique them on how they actually, you know, fuck it.
Or if she really
didn't suck his dick good or something like that. You know, we critique them
wait
on something like that.
Hold on. We got us a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, who this?
Selena, what's happening?
What's up, Selena, baby? Where you been?
Trying to stay off the grid a little bit.
I feel you. Well, glad you called in.
Yeah, we're talking about tonight.
These old lying assholes.
Don't forget about the
false advertising.
I mean, we talking about them both, male and female. Them motherfuckers that false advertise. Like, okay, let me ask the ladies. All right, have y'all ever got just fucked around like y'all really thought this motherfucker had a big dick and he didn't?
Hell yeah.
I mean, seriously, he, in all instances, he looks like he can fuck. He looks like he got a big dick. Now, when y'all get him now, it's just like, he just like, well, shit. You know,
he got his shit padded.
Do men really do that?
Do men really? Yes.
Oh, wow.
I don't think no black man really pad no motherfucker. Average black man better stand on his own with no problem.
What about that nigga that dude got a big dick, but it's not as hard as it should be. Like, why your shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know it's not me because it's like an uncircumcised dick.
They be big with it's uncircumcised, but all that fat around it, so it's a waste of a dick.
And then it's one of those wait until Excel moments where shit, I could have had a V8.
Damn.
You a big soft dick having ass nigga. What the fuck? How you gonna have a big soft dick? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Soft ass nigga.
He was tired that day.
Right. He was
tired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about that. Sure. I'm just saying. She said she took this man home, said his motherfucking body was rock hard, said he had abs of steel, said he pulled his dick out and it looked like a Sharpe.
Oh, what shit? That's some steroids. Okay. Steroids probably tore his ass up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. The Sharpe is that dog with all that fucking skin around his face. You can't see his face and shit.
That was probably uncircumcised too. The first time I saw uncircumcised penis, I was like, damn, this shit really happened? You 46 goddamn years old and you didn't get your wow. It's weird. It really is.
I seen that shit in fucking health class in school. And, you know, because they teaching about STDs and shit like that, right? So they pull up a fucking uncircumcised dick on a fucking big-ass screen on the chalkboard. I was like, damn, I hope I don't ever catch that disease.
Where the fuck all that extra meat come from?
I mean, what I'm saying. Okay.
It should all fucked up. It should
y'all
all fall out of place.
Y'all ain't never gonna see nobody dig but your own unless you run a train on a chick. But I'm talking about real life. Like, not, it's not, because I've probably seen the same health video you've seen, but it's not like that on TV the same way it is in person. In person, that shit is scary. You like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
You got a scar on.
For all the women who've seen an uncircumcised penis, was an uncircumcised penis a small penis?
No, the one that I saw was humongous.
Yeah, because I've seen an uncircumcised penis, and it was humongous, and it wasn't that scary.
Well, it's not scary when it's hard.
See,
it
wasn't that scary. I took it.
Yeah, it was hard. I guess
that's
what I'm saying.
It's not scary.
When it's
not. It's not scary when it's hard. When it's hard, it looks normal. You know what I'm saying? You just might have a little bit of extra skin to pull back or whatever, but when it's not erect, it is scary as fuck.
I've never seen it unhard, so I guess.
Yeah.
I just can't look at it. Something ain't right.
Motherfucker
right.
Was like, you just got to pull it back. I'm like, I just got to go. I got to just go. That's what I got to do.
You just got to put that away. We can't do
yes.
that.
You know what? Let's just talk about it. How about you stroke that motherfucker and I'll help. I'm not touching it.
I
would
never
put it in my mouth, though, no.
It was scary.
All right, next
I don't know. What could come up from one bed?
Exactly. But when it's erect, it looks normal when it's erect. But when it's not erect, it's
It don't even look normal to me when it's erect. It don't look normal to me. Even when it's erect, it don't.
It just looks
too clumpy or something. I mean, even though you can tell it's hard, it just still don't look right
up.
To me.
Okay, now. Okay. Y'all got all my mail callers hanging up. Oh, this is right.
About to throw up in my mouth. Shit.
I'm sorry. You compare a pussy to a chitlin, so that's about the same level.
Some pussies do look like chitlins.
What?
But you know what? Before we even get to talk about chitlins and dolphin dicks, we're gonna go to the song. We're gonna try to get some food back going. We're gonna go to the song. We'll be right back, man.
Still so high, hypnotized in a trance from the body, soaked but a rip round and tantalized.
right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Now, all right, let me ask this. Am I the only one that had to hear that song twice to really realize that she was talking about she was fucking around just masturbating?
No.
No.
You know, I was like, yes, I touched myself because I look so good.
I mean, when I first heard the song, I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? I ain't going to lie. I had to listen to it twice.
Mm-hmm. No, I got that song. I got it.
I'm quite sure you did.
You know I got it. I don't even know. You shouldn't have asked me that question.
Yeah, we know you got it.
But I'll be in the mirror singing a song with it. I turn to the left in our reflection. I'll be like, ooh, look at myself.
and y'all think, and y'all say we fucked up in the head. Oh, we just fucked up. Come on, man.
Oh my goodness. Ain't nothing wrong with you feeling like you look good. If you look good, you just look good.
Sure,
I like that, but
and it sure ain't nothing wrong with you touching yourself.
We're not going to even get into that because I don't even feel like hearing an argument. I do not feel like hearing an argument.
Well, I know y'all, but me as a woman, I don't have no problem touching myself.
Okay, I'm going to say it anyway. Fuck it. We argue about it. I mean, but, okay, as me as a male, that don't do nothing for me for the simple fact is that me touching myself don't turn me on in no type of way.
You're missing out.
On what? What am I missing out on?
Getting to know yourself better.
Maybe subconsciously I'm thinking if I wind up getting to that point where I like it, I don't need you then.
Right.
It ain't that. You can do it with whoever you with. She could be on her knees with her head back and her eyes closed. Pop one off in her mouth. On her chin or something. God.
Oh, but wow. That's her job. That's what she down there doing.
That ain't her job. Shit, I enjoy it. I grab the back of her head and fucking touch myself till I go crazy, goddamn.
Looking like a real bad rabbit.
Shotgun, shotty.
Shot my eye out.
I can't do it, man. I just can't. It's just like my dick, like, really? Really, motherfucker, you touching me? I'm gone with that bullshit, man. Now, if a female grab it, oh, knock yourself out. But me, is like, he already, hey, motherfucker, I told you, oh, you want to act like that? Man, ain't nobody having no fun now. I already told you, quit that bullshit.
Well, I'm with you. I can't do it. It's not satisfying. It's not. And like, my fingers weren't made to go inside of me. And I'm sorry. His fingers. I need to feel something with a heartbeat. I can't do toys or none of that shit. It's weird.
It's weird.
It is. I need something with a heartbeat. I need it to be fingers, tongue, or a dick, a real one. It's got to be warm and.
Oh no! Watching a woman play with herself turns me on. So.
Yeah, that's what I
said. I mean, wow.
Turn the man on to see you laying there.
Yes, it does.
What I'm saying, that's when we tend to get it on. I'm talking about just to be here by myself and, oh, I'm feeling a little hot and, you know, and he ain't here, whatever. But to be with him,
you're talking about pleasing yourself by yourself.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so now wait a little. Let's just say, all right.
Locked up.
Now, Waylo, you said you say that all right, if the girl that, what if ain't nobody there with you?
What you mean?
You just go whack one off?
Hell no, I'm going to make the phone call.
All right, I mean,
nobody
I'm saying.
The call, I'm going to go to bed.
So, I mean, but what if you feel, okay, I mean, this is my point. Like, okay, you, like, by the time he said he didn't whack the, he didn't went in the bathroom, whack one off, came back in, finished playing the game.
I got to be, like, in the mood. Like, say for instance, like, if we fucking, she go to sleep and fucking, she don't get me off, but she done knocked hers out and fucking rolled up and went to sleep on my ass, I might finish myself if she ain't fucking up to it. Or, like, if I fucking pound her out and she can't take it or some shit like that, she talking about she hurt, and then I might finish myself.
I never understood that. Y'all be with women and don't come? I don't understand.
Yeah.
That has happened. That happens a lot. I mean, I don't understand.
I mean, see, when I say that shit, people don't be believing me. Like, I have sex for probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And fucking, I probably nut about 3 times. That's first nut, oh, you're going to get that all day, any type of the day. The second nut, you're going to have to work for it. If I'm still going and I want that third nut, and she'll probably tap out before I get that third nut.
Okay, so now hold on. Let me make sure I'm understanding this. You just keep fucking. You don't stop. I mean, that nut busts, you just keep going. Dick don't go down or nothing.
No, it don't go down.
What type of fucking vibe are you taking? I'm a bad motherfucker. I feel I'm pretty damn good. But goddamn it. I mean, I understand going at that 4 or 5 minutes afterwards, but motherfucker, just 3 hours. Okay, here we go. You sound like Ace Ventura.
I'm serious. I fucked for about a good 2 hours, 2.5 maybe, depending on the female.
But,
2.5 hours straight,
what,
my dick don't go down.
Okay, hold on.
You acted like you never came. I thought you was like saying you never came at all.
No, I come in between, time. But I'm saying, no, I come, yeah. I'm talking about when I want my third one, I might have to get it off myself.
Now, Waylo, I know you're a bad motherfucker, but goddamn it, this motherfucker, 3 of them, now come on.
Yeah.
I'm finna ask you, what the fuck is your secret?
Ain't
it a Chinese secret? Hey, shit, I mean, shit, please tell me. Cause,
actually, it is a Chinese secret, shit. Fucking.
You taking that
thing. You taking that thing. No. You know, the vitamins and shit that you eat, you know what I mean? Taking your vitamins, you fucking, it's ginseng root. You can drink that shit when you take your vitamins in the morning. I pop that shit. Fuck, I've been doing that shit for years.
I knew you was drinking that ginseng.
But that ain't no fucking Viagra, no shit like that. All it is a fucking vitamin.
I know, it's a herb. And they come in the green bottles.
No, hell no. No, not that
shit.
You don't take them? No, I get my shit straight from the Korean lady at the flea market. Come in a case of 12, and it's fucking, it's like a
nigga, she's selling you some Korean dog piss. You didn't say that, no?
Hey, Google, you can eat these big Google. It's big Google. You go for hour.
That's the fucking way, no, don't care. Keep pissing in my motherfucking juice. Keep pissing in my juice, then, goddammit.
I'll take a picture and put it up. But I tell you because, like, when I'm at work all day, I do a lot of strenuous work, and I'll be getting tired during the day. And you can't fall asleep. So it gives me energy throughout the day, you know, to keep me going and shit like that. But the upside to it is it helps you with your fucking body. Just so happens, it, you know, helps with other shit.
the career.
Well, we're gonna have to get some of this shit, because I mean, I'm a bad motherfucker. But goddamn, when it's over, it's over.
The Korean lady said, "What up?"
I'm like Ultraman. When that light gets the beep and shit, I gotta go back and replenish.
You take this. She see her wrist. I swear, she see her wrist.
Ain't it? I wonder the bitch didn't kill herself. This thing that tried to kill her.
Hell no.
Hey, Cash, you got your cam on?
Nah, I ain't even got it on, but I could turn it on.
Just turn it on, I'll show you what it looks like.
I'm scared to look at this shit.
Oh, it ain't even like that.
Man, look here, I got irregular heartbeats. I can't be fucking with no shit like that.
It's all natural, nigga. It ain't no that shit.
Well, what happened to him? He died.
He died.
I'd be like, on color purple.
Of me.
On top of me. They got a smile on my face.
And I'll put you in a commercial for
it. Right.
Oh, my goodness. He died?
Here lies Taz. He came and went at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm fucking with you,
Lolo. My cheeks hurt. Come here.
When I went to Bosnia, they put me on that shit, because when you be on guard duty, you can't fall asleep either and shit. Mm-hmm. And they have one of the Bosnian people with us, and, like, they gave us, like, some, this little cup of coffee, and this little cup of coffee kept me up for 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. So I went back on guard duty with them again, and I was like, hey, man, I can't drink that fucking coffee. He was like, all right, try this shit. And he gave me this fucking...
That's
the best shit.
Oh, but he gave you some crack. That's what he gave you, sis. 2 days, you gave me crack.
Yeah, I swear to God, I couldn't go to sleep for 2 days.
Wait, no, walk around. I'm going to shoot every motherfucker around here. Wait, no, calm down.
Oh, my goodness. Tell him to turn the phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. My cheeks hurt. Only in Sin City will you find a motherfucker that got some shit, boy.
That nigga was drinking poppy tea.
No,
oh, hell no.
Oh, Arabian camel piss. I've been up and doing this shit here. Keep your head hard.
Oh, my goodness.
What the things us men do for you women. God damn.
Oh.
Hey, you just do your exercises.
What you doing? Them kickos or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Damn, way though, boy. I was doing fucking way low today. Oh, man, way low, boy.
She's still
way low, how you everything from camel piss to motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers crazy. Okay, man. Hey, we had to sit back and think about some shit. But you don't know this other song, man. Way low the camel piss that got me all riled up.
Mm.
and let's say if you were sleeping with more than one person, you would go a week back and a week forward, right, from the 14th, if you're trying to narrow it down, right? Something like that, right?
That baby would just be a
Now, I say that because normally you would think like, okay, the 14th, like, you know, who did I sleep with around the 14th of last month? Somewhere up in that, like from the 10th to the 16th or whatever. Something like that, right?
That's still not definite. It's still not definite. That's what I'm saying. That's still not definite.
But the main question, they're not going to ask you who did you sleep with when. They're going to ask you when was your last menstrual. That's up to you to figure out when you slept with somebody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, okay. Now, I asked that. I called a show of Maury. And I'm just trying to get the dates right because this woman then brought like 10 dudes on there testing them, and none of them was the father. And I'm thinking she had to sleep with 10 different motherfuckers within like a 2-week span, right? Is that about right?
I think it varies because even if what the doctor gives you is only an estimate. So it basically you need to go back to around from when the baby is actually born. And then count back like that. Because all them dates they give you, they're all estimates. So it could be 30 days before, you know, depending on your cycle, you know, whenever after your cycle went off from the time you found out you was pregnant.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but if you think you're pregnant by 10 different motherfuckers, ain't that a problem?
I think that's just
you're muscle, baby.
Getting out people. You know, I had a friend who actually went through that. I had a friend who actually did that, but she knew all them people wasn't the father already. She did that because she didn't want to admit who the real father was when the boy looked just like him because it was her godbrother.
Oh, wow.
So she had like two different guys from the church, the women's husbands, come do a DNA test.
Dirty bitch.
That's fucked up.
I mean, she had slept with them, but she knew they wasn't the father, but she did sleep with them. She wasn't lying about that.
Oh, that's...
You know what? There's more than 10 rubbers in a box. That's all I got to say.
She brought 10 different dudes, so I'm like, you have to sleep with these 10 different dudes within a 2-week period. Otherwise, you wouldn't bring them in saying that, you know, it's a possibility that they the father. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what if I'm the 10th dude? Maury tell me, well, we already tested 9 people, but you're the 10th, so here we go. Here's the results. What am I supposed to think about that woman?
Hey, got a baby by a hoe.
Good baby.
Yeah, right.
You had a baby by a hoe.
She's a hoe. There's no question.
You need to
be
thinking, oh, Jesus, please don't let it be bad. Please don't. Don't let it be me.
But she still ain't found the right motherfucker yet. So it's still at least another motherfucker out there. So that's 11.
She know who when it's something like that, she know who the father is. When it's stuff like that, I feel like they know who the father is. They just don't want to admit it.
But why drag all those other guys through that? That shit is embarrassing. When you like the 8th motherfucker on the show, your boys watching the show.
Yeah, it is very embarrassing.
But you already know
I won't be embarrassed.
Yeah,
no, nine times out of ten, they've been on the show too.
He's talking about the female. It should be embarrassing for her. It should be. She should be embarrassed.
Right. She done brought 10 motherfuckers on the show. Ain't none on the daddy.
You talking about that chick that looked like Precious?
No. This was some other chick, some black chick.
If she looks fucked up, then yeah, y'all men should be embarrassed. That's like one of them with y'all.
Yeah,
one of them ones y'all took home.
Huh? Never.
Wow.
That motherfucking apple fritters and shit like that? Nah. Nah. Man. My grandmama make just the best pumpkin pie or sweet potato. Hell no. Nah. I don't cook shit, bitch. I don't cook motherfucking thing, huh? Fuck you, bitch. And we'll call you all kind of names. Like my first two kids. They mother, she like and told whatever. My daughter got offended. My daughter was like, wait, so she walked in, she said, now which one? Who they mama? And I said, you know who they mama is. Oh, y'all mama the fat girl, huh? The little fat motherfucker. My daughter looked at her like, oh, you ain't just called my mama fat.
And she, I ain't going she back over his mama's house no more. She make us feel bad.
And she like, yeah, I seen y'all mama the other day. She ain't got fat than a motherfucker. She a fat ass little woman now. And she sure, she little short fat motherfucker now. And my daughter looking at her in her like, tell you not to sit there calling my mama fat. So my 15-year-old, who's kind of big boned, and my grandmama looked at her square in her face, yeah, you looking just like her. I'm like, hey, these my kids you talking about. Oh, shut up, hoe. These my grandbabies. They know I love them. Y'all know grandma love y'all, don't you?
So she like that one grandma off that one movie.
Nigga, this is Madea.
You still hit like a bitch.
Nah, nigga, this is Madea. I think Tyler Perry rolled the gear, went down 49th, just sat there and looked at my grandmama like, okay, I know who my character going to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she's 78. She walk around with a 357 and a 9mm.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not exact. Wait, no, I'm not exaggerating. This is not no just to make y'all laugh. Literally, anybody that know my grandma, I wish Selena was still on here. She hung up. She'll tell you. She keeps that motherfucking 357 snub nose in her purse. Keep the 9 in the motherfucking room. The police told her, don't walk your ass out that door. Fuck you, hoe. You got that gun? You goddamn right I got my gun. You got your what? They like, get her. Get her now. Get her now before we shoot her ass.
Mm-mm.
No, house been raided I don't know how many times.
What's your mama selling?
That's just it. Like me and my cousin, we was talking the other day. And, dude, honestly, you would really have a thing about, like, maybe, I went to jail once. I went to jail when I was, like, 17. I went to jail. And when I got to jail, my father had just went to jail, like, 2 weeks earlier. So the dude was like, yeah, your father, he like, yeah, he the one keep all y'all in line, and he like, your grandmama, she the queen pin. She the one supplying all the dope. I'm like, really? But, dog, my grandma walks around with a big gold herringbone on with a big-ass M on it.
Wow.
I'm serious. Oh. No, I'm not bullshitting. And I got cousins that work at them beauty supply stores. Hey, ho. Hey, bitch, bring me some of that Remy. Bring me some of that Remy, bitch. And keep her hair laid. Keep her motherfucking hair laid.
Mm. You ever seen Janky Promoters? The Janky Promoters, it's a little bootleg movie with Cube.
Ice Cube, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. You seen that part where he went to his mama's house and she the man.
That's my grandmama. That's my grandma. But my grandmama don't sell the crack. That's it. She just don't sell crack. But police, every police in Glen Park, if you ask, oh yeah, Mary, she sell crack. See, they keep taking and her thing, and they thing is that we take her charges. Like if the house get raided and or somebody get caught selling dope, we take the charge so she won't go to jail. No motherfucker, they taking their own charges. But her demeanor. I mean, my grandma, I mean, if you ride down 49th in the summertime, you see this old lady, 78 years old, with a motherfucking honey blonde. She honey blonde Remy hair. With motherfucker with a 40-ounce sitting next to her. And don't forget her motherfucker top of the line ride, Carlos Rossi. She loved that Rossi.
Oh, that's the shit. I got some of that in my fridge now.
She have a jug of that motherfucking Rossi, the 40 of that Colt 45. And well, look, hey ho, you ain't bring me no drink. My kid, but I'm gonna tell you, I got my 14-year-old. My 14-year-old gets a kick out of her, dog. My 14-year-old gets a kick out of her. Like we was there for 4th of July, so they told her she couldn't drink because she acts a fool when she get drunk. So she gonna look at me, hey ho. And if y'all wondering why I keep saying ho so much, that's just what she called us. She called the boys hoes and the girls bitches. Hey, ho, come here. What? And the fucked up part is that we actually answered to this, like, yeah, what? I need a drink. Motherfucker, I'm dry. My daughter is sitting there crying. Until you get a certain age, she not going to call you no hoe. Like the kids, like my kids, she like, baby, go get that hoe. Go get your daddy. Go get that hoe. Tell him I'm dry. Tell him I'm dry. My daughter came crying. I'm like, what is you laughing at? She like, Grandma Mary said she dry. She needs something to drink. So I said, okay, I'm going to get her motherfucking ass. And I went to the liquor store and I bought her some motherfucking honey proof. I bought that honey proof. I'll be goddamn, she pull that pistol out on everybody in that motherfucking house. And everybody got mad. They like, cause once I gave it to her, I left. I already knew what was going to happen.
Shut their ass up for failure.
Oh, man, did I ever. And everybody kept wondering, when the fuck she get that drink? Cass gave it to her. Boy, I got so many phone calls. You ain't shit. Mary that pulled that gun and damn near shot everybody. I said, oh, well, she kept asking. So that next day, I said, hey, how you feeling? Huh, what the hell you give me? I said, that was that honey. She said, it ain't too bad, but I can't drink it like that. Well, she wasn't mad about it, but she, and dude, she would laugh. I mean, she would laugh herself crazy talking about the night before. Ooh, baby, I almost shot everybody in the ass. I told her, she said, your motherfucking ass, ho. She said, your motherfucking ass. Dude, I'm not bullshit.
I'd be like, hey, Cass, can we go over your drum house?
Dude, I'm telling you, told my little young female cousins, Mary stands firm on this. Mary stands firm. And, dude, listen to me and picture your grandma, Big Mama, with the robe on and the house shoes, standing in the front yard talking about, hey, I ain't ever sucked no dick. I ain't ever sucked Floyd dick. I don't suck no dick. You motherfucking hoes out here sucking dick. I'm 78 years old. I ain't ever. Wish y'all motherfucker would talk about putting his dick in my motherfucking mouth. And see, and then looked at my cousin. See, that's what's wrong with you. You out here sucking dicks all the motherfucking time. Looked at my one cousin, and I done heard about you. You done sucked everybody's dick on 49.
Damn.
Dude, my cousin, and this is the cousin, like, why the fuck we can't have a grandma that's like, hey, baby, we don't got that grandma. You know what I'm saying? And so motherfuckers like, dude, you got this fucked up attitude. Dude, look where I come from. I come from a motherfucking thug. Mm-hmm. Hey, your grandma, I mean, man, I remember we got into a fight. And, I mean, it was like a family fight. Man, this boy cracked my cousin with a stick. You know, so my cousin was trying to get the fuck away from him. Bitch, you run, I'll bust your motherfucking head. You better take that stick and whoop his motherfucking ass. This motherfucker was bleeding, dog. He was fucked up. She told him, you better not run your ass in his house. Dude, I got the wild. Dude, I'm serious. I honestly, I haven't seen nobody's grandmother wilder than mine.
Well, my grandma just asked you if you had a bowel movement for the day. That's all she cared about. Don't ever say your stomach hurt around my grandma. You say your stomach hurt around my grandma, she gonna see you need to go in there and take you a good bowel movement. Go in there and sit down until you take a shit.
I can deal with that, dog. I've never had that. Boy, you ain't you done shit it in my bathroom. Don't be shitting in here. Dude, I got a gangster. I got a gangster. There's nothing. Dude, I mean, and when you walk in the door, you better give him a hug, ho. Well, I'm a hug, bitch. Dude, I'm going
to
tell y'all something.
I'm going to pull it to the fence if I go over there with you.
Dude, she made my cousin, her granddaughter, they got into an argument. And she loves to argue, dog. She loves to argue. She, when I say argue, she loves to fucking argue. So my cousin, I don't know whether my cousin was right or wrong. I wasn't there. But she told my cousin, hey, the only way you get in here, you kiss my ass, bitch. Now my cousin didn't have nowhere to go. She didn't. She really didn't have nowhere to go. You would think that was a figure of speech, right?
No, she was literal.
I'd be damn if Mary didn't hike her motherfucking skirt up and told her kiss my ass, bitch, before you walk in here.
Oh, wow.
They actually had to make Mary sit down. Would you sit down? No, this hoe gonna kiss my ass before she walk up in here. So after they finally done convinced her to pull her dress down, she told her she had to kiss her feet. You gonna kiss my feet or my ass? But yeah, to this day, and that's been at least about what, I would probably say about 10, 15 years. She's still going to put a bullet in Father Time's ass if she catch him.
I'm straight.
She brings you up all the time. We be sitting there, where that little ugly motherfucker at? Who you talking about, Grandma? That little ugly ass boy that tried to start that fight at my house, I couldn't get to my pistol fast enough to shoot him in his ass. You say what?
I'm sorry, but that's funny.
I wouldn't even know what to say. Hey, man, look, I know my grandmama shot you in your ass, but hey, man, please do not try to go back and retaliate on my grandma.
That'd be a big conflict of interest.
I don't fuck with her. She don't fuck with me. I don't go to her house. She don't come to my house.
Well, cause she damn sure wasn't trying to get. She thought it was somebody with me. I had somebody with me, and she thought it was you. She said, "I know like hold on. I know like hell. You ain't brought that motherfucker over here." I said, "You don't even know him. That's that motherfucker that was at that motherfucker party that night." I said, "That's not him." "Yes, it is. Yes, it is." "Hey, bitch, what you doing here?" Dude looking at me like, "Dog, who your grandma talking to?" "I'm talking to you, bitch. Don't be talking about who I'm talking to you. I told you next time you come to my house what was going to happen." Everybody literally had to tell her, "That's not him." She really don't like you.
I just wanted my coat.
The fucked up part is that you had the coat the whole time.
You know, man, I've been drinking, man, so.
You at least could have stood in the middle of the yard and told them.
I apologize for my outburst.
You did act a fool. Just imagine, here it is, your best friend, and your family trying to get to your best friend. No, ain't gonna be none of that. Then you got your grand. How can I stop my grandmama? I'm steady just telling him, come on. And for that, you know what I got? And don't bring your motherfucker punk ass back over here neither, bitch. What? Grandma. Now fuck you, bitch. Don't bring your punk ass back over. Grandma called me all kind of punk bitches.
I don't know how to react to that if my grandma called me a punk bitch.
I mean, but if you came out the womb hearing it, then, I mean, hey.
I mean, if y'all are used to it, but if I came over there, I might as well just hit the floor. Like, you really just called me a punk bitch?
Oh, man, dog. Like I said, I mean, we heard it. So I've been a problem child since I was 10, so let her tell it. I corrupted all my cousins and uncles and everything. I was a problem child because I stayed in the projects. She couldn't believe that her kids was doing all the shit today. Now that motherfucking boy come over here from them projects and get them to acting crazy. Wait a minute, ain't y'all from the projects too? Nah, but we don't live there no more. These are the same motherfuckers that was stealing every goddamn day, but I'm the reason that they was thieves. And I'm the reason motherfuckers sold dope. I'm the reason motherfuckers went to the penitentiary. I'm the reason for everything. Yeah, I was the baddest grandchild she ever had. First grandchild she ever had, might I add. And I was the baddest one she ever had. You're just like your motherfucking daddy. You're just like him. You ain't shit, just like he ain't shit.
Man.
Hey, my daddy is her firstborn.
Hey, you remember when Donnie went to jail? I don't know if you remember when Donnie went to jail. He said his picture in the paper.
I remember. I called you and told you.
Well, when he went to jail, I had the whole family calling me talking about I got him out there selling dope. Donnie was selling dope. He wasn't even selling dope. You know, he was always fascinated with cars. So one of his friends who was selling dope had just went and bought some kind of new car. Told Donnie he could use it, but he needed to drop something off for him. So this dumbass get in the motherfucking car. He's driving around this dude's car with dope in the car. He claimed he didn't know what was in the bag. He gave it back to the dude, and the dude was a cop. So this ass right to jail. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, my uncle put up his house and get him out and shit. Then Donnie snitched on everybody. I'm getting out. He snitched on everybody.
He snitched on everybody. Waylo sell drugs on such and such street. We ain't asked about him. I'm gonna tell you about him anyway. Everybody. I think he didn't even have a game with the jail that time.
That motherfucker snitched on every fucking bike. Fuck that.
Hey, motherfucker was saying, hey, wait a minute. Who the fuck is this motherfucker on MySpace Discovery? Well, hey, he said your name.
Yeah, that motherfucker told on everybody. But everybody was talking about why you got him out there selling dope. I don't got Donnie. Donnie don't do shit for me. You know, he don't do a damn thing for me. I pick him up, we hang out. That's as far as it goes. He fucking with his friends. But can't tell that to, you know, them old school uncles and shit. You can't tell them shit, mother. Stop talking to me. What the fuck y'all? I ain't got his ass out. You know Donnie's scarier than the motherfucker. You know he can't handle no fucking jail. That motherfucker was itching to get the fuck up out of there. He crying every day. Come get me, grandma. Come get me. That motherfucker started telling on everybody.
Grandma didn't have to come get him. He got out.
He got out. He sure got the fuck out. And he ain't been back since. You know, he ain't built for no goddamn jail. He ain't never been built for jail. Him and jail, that shit don't mix. But they flubbed it down. He was out there selling drugs to me. I'm like, nope. He was not out there with me.
Yeah, no.
But can't tell him that shit. That's one of the reasons why his grandmama don't talk to him, and not just because of the prank. That was one of them.
She ain't never forgot that.
She still ain't talking to me, man. She still ain't talking. The only thing she said to me is hello. He ain't here. Hey, hang up. Mm-hmm. Ain't no how you doing, how the family doing, none of that. He ain't here. Click.
Right. Black some of a bitch.
Old people work.
Call my motherfucking house playing on my goddamn phone.
Oh, auntie, man. You can't fuck with me no more. Straight up, man. I called like, hey, girl, he ain't here. Click. Damn. Hey, I was calling to talk to you.
Oh, you ain't got nothing to say to me. You ain't got nothing to say to me.
I don't know. Like you can talk to her at all. Shit. It was just a fucking prank, man. They took the shit to the fucking extreme. It was a joke. I mean, come on. She's like 84
Black
years old. It was a joke. God damn.
Like some of my bitch.
Yeah, she don't show fuck with me no more. I'm not calling her. I don't even call no more. I'm scared, cause she might put the sheep on me and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you already know. I mean, he had his head hurting that day. He ain't know what the fuck was going on.
You the one did the talking, motherfucker, not me. I just came
up. Well, you the one told me to do it. I told you it was a bad idea. I told you not to prank that boy like that. That boy say what? But he said what? I'm like, oh, this motherfucker finna grab that pistol and kill himself. They not my kids. Hold on. That nigga just gave the phone to grandma. Here, grandma.
Right, I don't want to talk no more. I ain't trying to leave you out of
right, I don't even want to talk no more.
Oh, that shit was funnier than the motherfucker to me, though.
Man, that's
fuck
why
I
you
ousted
out the family.
They don't fuck with me anyway, so fuck it. I'll prank all their motherfucking asses. Fuck them. What they gonna do?
I'm gonna tell you, the funniest thing is when that motherfucker had to actually be humble. Remember the night before your wedding?
Yeah.
He's at the hotel. And he fuck you. I don't need none of you motherfuckers. I don't need a motherfucker. Oh, you don't, huh? Motherfucker, wait a minute. Didn't your transportation just break down? It's a long motherfucking walk from Minnesota to Gary. That motherfucker looked at me, and I didn't make it no better. I mean, you ain't even got no gas money, motherfucker. What, didn't you say fuck me last night? You don't need me? That motherfucker sitting at the gas station just like, man, just call back. Call him back. Call him, motherfucker. What he gonna do?
I got him a bus ticket, man.
I could have been a jackass and left his ass there, but I wasn't gonna leave him there.
Yeah, left his fucking car. You
blew his engine.
This shit was already fucked up when I got in it. All I did was start that motherfucker up.
You know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but Terry's a good friend of you, man. Because me and you would have been arguing. Me and you would have been arguing like a motherfucker.
Hey.
You told that, oh, man, fuck that car. We ain't got time. We got to go. Wait a minute. Nigga, you just blew the engine in my car.
Yeah, but I'm also getting married in like an hour. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Call her and be like, hey, baby.
You better get my, at least help me get my car home.
Cancel the wedding. I got to help Ted push the car out the street.
Right. Yeah, all right, man. I'm not saying cancel the wedding, but you was just cold-hearted about it. You was like, oh, man, well, ain't nothing we can do about that. Let's go. Didn't you see the way he looked at you?
Looking at the turnout, maybe that.
I didn't want to pull a Janine and show up late to my own wedding.
It didn't matter. dog. You could have said something more than just.
Oh,
hey,
man, we talk, man.
Fuck
we
that
talk,
car.
We talk, man.
I'm just saying, dog. I mean, Terry was cool about it. I commended him. I couldn't have did it. I'm not going to even lie to you. We've been arguing like a motherfucker.
We've been arguing on the way back to the goddamn church.
Talking about being late, I shouldn't have showed the fuck up.
See what I'm saying? See exactly what I'm saying. She said she shouldn't show up at her own wedding.
I'm sorry, man. I understand what you're saying as far as like, okay, well, you know. But you just said, fuck his car.
Dude, I was getting married in like an hour. What am I supposed to do? I mean, okay, what would you have done? You getting married within
sure
an
call,
hour.
I'd have made sure. If I'd have had at least called a tow. All right, well, let's get a tow truck here to make sure the car gets towed back to my house at least.
Well, Terry said, fuck that car. He the one said, fuck the car.
No. I was standing right there. He just gave you a look. He never said nothing. He said, fuck it, when you walked away. And he just was like, you know what, fuck it. But no, he didn't look at you. He didn't initially say, because when he seen his car, the first thing he hollered was, my car. Remember, he was in the car with me. First thing he hollered was, my car. Now, when we got out the car and we walked up to the car and you was walking back to my car and you was like, man, fuck that car. We got to go. he locked ass about that all the way home. Motherfucker just said, fuck my car.
Man, I was getting married in an hour, man. I had to be there. I had time fucking around with no damn car. I just needed a car that was running at the time. That's all I cared about. I had to get to the fucking church.
Well, like I said, I'd have disrupted some shit. Do anybody object? Yeah, I object. I object to y'all motherfuckers spending all this money with my car on the motherfucking highway.
And I'd have been like, all right, well, keep that shit to yourself. Go ahead, preacher.
You know what? Fuck you. No, dog. I mean, but you never said nothing, dog. That was the part. You never said nothing. You should at least just give him a thank you.
What could I say? What could I do? The motherfucking engine is gone. The car is not fucking moving. What can I do or say?
Sorry. What's his
name?
Huh?
Sorry about the car, man.
Well,
you ain't even give a sorry, dog. That's why I kept laughing while we was in the car. Everybody kept wondering what I was laughing at. I kept looking at Terry's face and that. I'm looking like at some point, well, maybe he gonna be like, well, Terry, man, we get all this situated. Maybe we try to go back and get the car in the morning. He was just like, man, fuck that car. Everybody got their suits.
Man, I was getting married within an hour, man. What part of that you don't understand? I mean, everybody else feel what I'm saying, right? Way low. You getting married within an hour. Come on, dog. You worried about a car?
I mean, at some point, you got to say, we got to go back for the car.
this is how this man got there. He didn't ride there with me. He got there on his own like that. This was his way back home.
But you can't think about that shit right then and there, man. That's all I'm saying, man. I had a lot of shit on my
dog.
I get
both of y'all's point of view. You said, fuck
you. You couldn't think about that right then and there. I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to get back home?
Well, he got back home.
But all y'all in the wind was that guy.
Yeah, everybody was in the way. Everybody that was standing in the middle of the fucking highway was in the way. All of us.
Except, Bruce did go back and get, I think Bruce said he was going to go get the car. I don't know if he ever did.
Bruce got the car towed.
Right, because he looked at you was like, oh, fuck it, man, I get the car towed. I mean, dog, okay, think about it. Now, think about this. I understand what you're saying. It's a wedding. Now, I understand that. But now, this is your car. This is your car. This is not, I mean, just, I don't give a fuck how raggedy your car is. Your car is your baby. And a motherfucker walked past you and said, man, fuck that car. We got to go. I can't see you just saying, okay. I can't see you doing that.
That man finna get married. Everybody that's standing outside this car right now is supposed to be at the church. Every single person out here is a member of the wedding party. Everybody, except Bruce. Everybody else supposed to be at the church, right? Car breakdown. We all just standing there.
What was you doing anyway?
I forgot where I was going. I had Donnie with me. I know that. I had Renell with me. I remember where we was going. I know that motherfucker broke down. I'm like, not now. This shit cannot be happening to me right now at this point in time. Then that's when I called y'all. Then I called Bruce. Because Bruce was there before y'all was.
And shit, we didn't know our way. And the motherfucker, y'all talking about the worst motherfucker at giving directions? Now, take in mind, I ain't never been to Minnesota. I ain't never rode around Minnesota a day in my life. Man, get on the motherfucking highway and just get here. Okay. I look up, I'm at a motherfucking Twin Stadium, riding around the Twin Stadium. I don't know where the fuck we going. He ain't gave me no type of directions. Now, at this point, we all finna be late because I don't know where the fuck to go.
You sound like an overall bad day.
Yeah, it was, man. It was a bad fucking day.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the happiest day of my motherfucking life, but it was stressful than the motherfucker. The fucking speakers blew. And it was hot than the motherfucker in the church.
Let's not forget you left the wedding rings.
I forgot the fucking ring. I had to go back to
this
the
boy,
ring.
This my boy, man. Okay, I got to ask. Liz Storch Janine. And Janine, I understand that you made a mistake, so just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have got up to, he'd have got up to that pool. I mean, y'all in front of this preacher, and the preacher say, now the rings. And he looked at you and said, oh, I forgot them.
No,
oh,
I got
you.
Well,
thank you, Jesus, on my side. I
needed
this sign.
For real.
I needed this sign.
No, but see, I had a reason for not having the rings. I didn't want to take the rings with me because we were supposed to be going out all night long, and I didn't want to lose them up.
No.
Boo. Thank you for that sign, Lord. I didn't need to marry this nigga no how.
Thank you. He's like, well, fuck it, man. We're just going to do it without the rings. Dude, you cannot do
no.
a wedding without the
no.
rings.
No.
And he was totally the fuck it, man. Let's just, she'll understand. Really? This motherfucker couldn't understand why I couldn't make it there in 4 hours. You really think she's going to understand that you couldn't, that you forgot the wedding rings?
Man, it take a lot of planning a fucking wedding. Fuck what y'all talking about. It take a lot of planning a motherfucking wedding.
I've been there, done that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's stressful, but shit, some shit you just don't forget, bro.
Like the rings. The fucking wedding ring. You don't forget the wedding ring.
Well,
you know what I did with mine? I gave mine to my best man and told him if he loses these rings.
Oh, let's not get into that again. Let's not get into that best man thing again.
Please don't.
Let's not get into that again.
Well, anywho, how's another
Minnesota? I didn't want to take a chance on nobody losing my motherfucking ring.
So I left that motherfucker in the closet of the house, and I sent them back to Carl.
No, you did not send us back. We actually, you got mad because we left to go get them.
But then I told y'all what it
was. I mean, where you going? It's going to be too late. Motherfucker, you better postpone this motherfucker till we get back. This motherfucker actually got married.
I think y'all should have got married on another day or something.
I know.
Yeah.
Because without
yeah,
marriage,
like
got married at all.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true, too.
Never got married.
Bond was broken.
That motherfucker
I mean,
was the most beautiful day of my life.
You know, my boss, she was real cool with me or whatever, and her niece, she used to always joke with me talking about how she was going to come, you know, interrupt the wedding and come kidnap me and take me to Mexico and shit. She was a little fine motherfucker. I was like, well, come on. You know? She was like, before we got up to the altar, she was like, I parked outside the bathroom, so all you got to do is jump out the window and get in the car. She was dead ass serious. I looked out the window, and her truck was parked up under the window.
See, that was a sign that you missed.
And all honesty, dog, but... Can you look back on any of their parts and actually laugh?
Oh, at my wedding?
Yeah.
I laughed at my mama all the fucking time.
Dude, your mother started a big whiz game in the middle of the toast. It don't get no funnier than that.
Oh, wow.
Man, you talking about a motherfucker, dog, Waylo. You hear me? A motherfucker giving a toast. They giving a toast. All you hear is, who's sporting the kitty? I got that bitch. What? He looking at me like, what you laughing at? I'm looking at him like, nigga, your mama over there playing, your mama that broke out a big West game.
I was mad
at
the motherfucker, boy.
When she walked past with that big-ass plate. Boy, that was the ultimate. This shit
man.
Cold.
I ain't inviting her ass. If I'm going to get mad again, she ain't inviting.
Yeah, right.
You don't break out those goddamn cards, man, in the middle of fucking toast. Who does that, man?
That was your third sign, and that sign was late.
Right. Yep.
You just had a bunch of time.
Huh?
Oh, that shit was too funny. That motherfucker's mad. I'm looking dead at him. But, dog, I got to be honest with you, man. When me and Red was sitting at the table and them little boys kept fucking with Red, and I was like, man, who the fuck is them kids keep fucking with you? When he looked at me, he was like, you don't know who them is? And I'm like, nah, who the fuck are they? When he said them was her sons, and I was like, well, why they ain't part of the wedding? Oh, he ain't want them in the wedding. I'm like, okay. This shit ain't about the word. You didn't even make him an usher. God damn, dog. Her son was not a part of the wedding. How did
her youngest
you think
son
this
was
going to work?
Her youngest son was the ring bearer. The mother two motherfuckers? Fuck yeah.
I thought you had no rings.
Nah, they went back to get the rings, man.
So there you go. Had we not went back and got the rings, that little boy wouldn't even been part of the wedding.
Damn.
I'm sorry, if I got kids, man, if my kids and your kids, they all got to be a part of this wedding.
Fuck that. I ain't like them motherfuckers.
Well, we see what that got you.
Fuck. Motherfucker.
Well, you didn't have signs. You had the burning bush at your wedding.
That nigga had a disco ball strobe light. That nigga had a Batman sign in the air. Paddle on the back of an airplane.
He had everything but a flashing light that said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Shit.
Oh, shit. He almost had that flashlight because his sister, it took his sister everything in her heart to keep quiet.
You got shit to say.
Who?
None of them did.
Who didn't?
None of my sisters.
But Lightning was talking shit from the time it started to the time it ended. She just didn't say it to you. Because everybody kept telling me to shut our ass up.
Cold.
Hey. They say you didn't have. She said you didn't have signs. You had a burning bush. They said it was the Ku Klux Klan. They didn't put a motherfucking stake in your yard.
Hell no.
Well, I see the signs now. Got that. I know what to look for now.
All you gotta do is take it away.
But you know what, though, man?
He's talking about for his next wedding.
Right. You know what? Even though my first wedding went bad, I would still do it again. If I fell in love like that to the point where I was ready to get married again, I would still do it again.
So my wedding didn't go bad, so that ain't gonna persuade that part. It's the person that I'm fucking with. The wedding was great because I planned my shit myself and I paid for it myself, so I know how shit was gonna go.
I would do it again.
I would take that shit back.
Would you get married again, Janine?
Hell to the
law. Hell to the law, huh? Motherfucker came and just swept you off your feet.
Hello?
What's
this,
sir?
I said a motherfucker just came and just swept you off your feet.
I wouldn't do it again. No, I would not
marry
him again, no.
I'm not saying him. I'm just saying anybody in general.
Oh,
I'm just saying,
what
would
I
you ever get married again?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we know one thing. She's a firm believer that she ain't marrying him again. She's like, I don't give a fuck. She didn't let you finish the whole question. No. No, motherfucker, no.
I think, yeah, I see myself being married again. I don't know how soon, but I do.
Good. I don't know. It'll take me some more years before I can even consider that shit.
I'm going to give me a rich, white, nerdy man who don't do nothing with his life but make money.
Hey, you know what, Janine?